Emily Elizabeth Dickinson was born in Amherst, Massachusetts in 1830. Went off briefly to Mount Holyoke Female Seminary when she was young and lasted a year, and then decided to return to her father's house, where she lived more or less permanently for the next 40 years until she died. Most of her poems, most of her best poems, were written during the Civil War, from about 1858 until 1866, so far as it's possible to date them. She apparently showed them to very few people, perhaps her sister Lavinia, perhaps the Reverend Charles Wadsworth, for whom she was said to have had a crush, and a few in 1862 to Thomas Wentworth Higginson, who was charmed and baffled by her, and who recommended against her trying to publish these poems. And so she accumulated them in her room, where she spent more and more of her time. She needed very little contact with the world, hardly any, and not that much with Amherst, Massachusetts, either. And so saved up hundreds and hundreds, more than 1,000 tiny poems wrapped in ribbon. We all know these stories. One of her friends was Mabel Loomis Todd, who came to Amherst, the wife of an astronomy professor, and who soon embarked on an adulterous affair with Emily's brother. Emily and her sister Lavinia strove to keep this affair a secret from the sister-in-law and succeeded, though it must not have been easy for them. But never in her writings did she betray any condemnation of Mabel or Edward for this affair, which was good for her because Mabel Loomis Todd became one of her first editors after she died, and assisted her sister Lavinia in the publication of a series of 3 volumes of Emily Dickinson. They did not include the dashes and all of the punctuation in those early editions, but they've since been restored, and here is a bouquet of poems by Emily Dickinson.